Sugya Lamed Hamed Beis of Shtiyas Shemen and other Macholam Amazikim. The Gemara says, Guf Amr Vihud Amr Shmuel V'chein Amr Vitzak Amr V'yechanon Shemen Zayit V'varchan Olav V'ri Priyait. Shemen Zayit, the bracha is Hoyt. Frak the Gemara, Hechidomi Ilim D'Kashosi Lei Mishtel. If you're drinking it straight, Azuki Mazik Lei. It's Mazik. What's Mazik what? Not clear in the Rishonim. The Sani Ashreis HaShemen Shal Truma Mishal Mishakemen Mishal Mishakemish. Asoch Shemen Shal Truma Mishal Mishakemen Mishal Mishakemish. Then the Gemara goes through, El Dachal Edei Pas, Ayidei Nigrin, V'chulu. The Shaila is, what does the Gemara mean? Either Shosi Le Mishti Azuki Mazik Le. It's Mavur in the Gemara means to say, since it's Mazik, therefore the Bracha is not a Bircha Sa'eit. The Shaila is, does that mean that there's a different Bracha? Or does that mean that there's no Bracha at all? That is Machlekes Rishonim. So Rashi says, Azuki mazik legufei ve'in zo achila shetunim bracha degabei bracha v'chal tiksiv. It's not a achila which is mechayev a bracha because it says v'chalto chalto v'tzavoto v'rachto, and over here this is not a ma'isa achila because it's mazik, therefore there's no bracha whatsoever. And that's how Rav Rishonim go. Rav Rishonim understood that there's, when it says azuki mazik, it means that there's no chiyuv bracha b'chlal b'shemen. The Rambam on the other hand in Perek Ches Halacha Beis Brachos, he says m'shosah Hashem levadoi. In other words, he was ma'arvin with a nigrain, and he wasn't choishes b'groinai. Mavarach alav shakol, shereili nene betam hashemen. There's actually two chedushim over here. He says even if you mix it with a nigrain, which is generally hadama, he says mavarach shakol, that the achreinim deal with. We'll see that mirtz hashemen get up that halacha. But what's mavur? He says imshos hashemen levadoi, you mavarach alav shakol, shereili nene betam hashemen. You mavarach shakol, says the Rambam lehedio. Because Shari Leinene Metam Hashemin is the Lashon of the Rambam. Mavur that he understood Izuki Mazikle, that it says in the Gemara, just means that it doesn't have the Bracha Hamyuchedes that there were Kiveya for Peiris Ha'eit of Repriya 8. Rather, it has a Shahakal, a less Chashav Bracha. We'll see Behemshech HaGemara, Kamava Kamava things that Be'etzem Ma'acholim, that Be'etzem should be one Bracha, but because of lack of Chashivas, it loses its Bracha and it turns into a Shahakal or Adamo. We'll see Be'ez Hashem. Rambam learns also Shemen, since it's Mazik, it doesn't have the chashivas of a Priya 8, it's not a Bray Priya 8, rather you make a Shakal. The Shaila is in Vosgeta Machlekes. What's the Shaman Machlekes Rishonim whether or not there's a Chiyav Bracha Bechlal by Shemen, or there's no Chiyav Bracha at all? So the Bach and the Pri Chodosh in Simon Reish Beis, they both learn, where's the Makar for the Rambam? Where did the Rambam know that by Shemen Zayit, you're Mavarach Shakal Nevedvari? L'chura, the Pashtus is, they understood that the Torah learns it Mamish Kipashtus. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Azuki Mazikle. That means it was so Pashat to him that when it says Azuki Mazikle, it means that you don't make any bracha. The Pashtus is, what do you mean? The Rambam says, Azuki Mazikle, and therefore you make a shakal. No, the Pashtus is Azuki Mazikle means you don't make any bracha. Where's the Makar for the Rambam to make a bircha shakal? Say both the Prichodosh and the Bach that he got it from the end of the Sugya on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph before the two dots. The Gemara says, that there's a special chiddush in chiti desari, somebody that eats flour, barley flour, that he makes a shahakol, more than the chiddush that he makes a shahakol by wheat flour, is the chiddush that he makes by barley flour. Why? Because I would think that you wouldn't make any bracha at all on barley flour, says Gemara. So kadet chamino, that kimcho desari, hoyol vekosh lekukiyani, loy liver chole klal. I would have thought, since that it causes pinworms, somebody that eats barley flour, it causes pinworms. Therefore, tolaim shebimayayim. Therefore, if one shouldn't make a bracha at all, kamash malon kiven the isli hanominei boivruche. Since he has ano, kamash malon that since he has ano, therefore he has to make a bracha. And the bracha is that he makes is a shahakol. Mavur in the Gemara that even though it's mazik, even though it causes pinworms, it's mazik to the guf. Nevertheless, you're still making a shahakol. L'chor mefurish Gemara that so long as you have hano, memelo, you have to be mevarach, even though the Michael is mazik. And the shayla is, what can you say without Rashi? The other Rishonim, for it's mefurish in the Gemara that even a Michael mazik, if you're nana from it, you make a bracha. The truth is that the Rishonim ready misyachas to the shayla. The Rimi Lunil, he says that he asked the question, and he says By Kimcha Desairi, Ein Derech B'nei Odom Lachlon. It's not the Derech to Yidit. Why? He says, even so, Afilo Achim Yivarchan Aleam Mishum De Isli Hanomine B'Shas Blio V'Soidle. He says, Kimcha Desairi, you enjoy it at the time that you eat it, and it also satisfies the person. He feels Hanois Me'ayim. Masha'in Kim B'Shem In Zayis, Heichad Deshot Alei Mishde De Azik Mazik Lei B'Loi Shum Toyelas. Says the Rimi Lunil that, in contrast to Kimcha Desari, that he's Nenim B'Shas Achilo and it's Soid, Shemen Zayis is not that way. When he drinks it straight without any anigrin, less envoy, it's Azuki Mazikle, B'Loi Shum Toyelas. What does it mean, B'Loi Shum Toyelas? L'chor, the pashtus of what he means is, in contrast to Kimcha Desari, that he said it has two Hanois, also Hanov B'Shas Achilo, and also Hanov B'Shas B'Me'ayin, that it's Soidle, Shemen Zayis is not that way. V'loi shum te'eles. It has no te'eles whatsoever. It has no hano v'shas achila. And has hano hanos b'me'ayim. And the truth is the Rishenim speak it out. There are other Rishenim that say that. The Ra'ot says it lehedio. He says, Ein boi shum hano klal. There's no shum hano klal. It happens to be that the Ra'ot, Agav, learns differently. That's what I was referring to before. And the Zuki mazik le, says the Ra'ot, doesn't mean that the Shemen Zayis is mazik the person. Rather, it means that the person is mazik the Shemen Zayis. That's the lashon of the Ra'ah. Kiven she'enei nena klal, azuki mazik l'shemen, shemafsidoi. You're mazik l'shemen. Then it's very gishmak derived from Truma. Truma is also talking about you're being mazik l'shemen. So it's very glat derayah. But he says that, ein boi shum te'eles klal, that means that there's no te'eles, there's no nutritional value, and there's no taste, so you have nothing to gain from it. You also don't have anas achila, also don't have soyle. But meila, all you have is you're doing a ma'is of hezek. Be'etim, you're eating it, is pouring it down the drain. You're mazik l'shemen. No, mazik the shemen means that it's the way that you got rid of the shemen was in an oifen of hezek. When you get the truma, means it was done in an oifen of hezek, as opposed to done in an oifen of achilo. Certainly, either way, you're not going to have it at the end of the day. The question is, when you're paying for it, what do you have to pay? Do you have to be moist of a chaimish like you buy achilo, or it's like a din of hezek?
Why do you have to come to that?
Excellent. Excellent question. We'll get to that in a second. L'chor l'fidus and echanami. Whether you learn like the Rimi Lunil that there's no hano because you're not nana from it, or there's no hano because you're mazikid. Either way, at the end of the day, there's no hano. There's nothing to spare from Kimcha Desari. Kimcha Desari is you are nana. Shtein mefurish in the Gemara, kimin de nana boi bruche. As opposed to Hashemin and echanami, there's no hano, and therefore there's no bracha. Certainly if you have ano, even if the ano at the end of the day is going to cause you pinworms or stomach aches, so a person who is lactose intolerant and he loves pizza and he knows when he eats the pizza, even if he pops the pill beforehand, he knows that he's going to regret it in another 2 or 3 hours. His stomach is going to be shot. Certainly he makes the bracha on the pizza because he's nana. Even though at the end of the day, l'chorah, that would be the din of Kashli Kukiyani. We may lafid this, and Chanami, nothing is fair. But that's Rashi, you could say, like the Rimi Lunil in the Ra'o, that there's no Hano whatsoever, Benegea to Shemin. Mele, nothing is fair from Kimcha Desari. Kimcha Desari has Hano, that's why you make a shakel. Shemin has no Hano, and therefore you don't make a shakel. L'chura comes out lafid this, that there's really no machlekis between Rashi and the Rambam. Everybody holds that if you're not Nene, you don't make a bracha. The Shal is just Bimitsis. Are you Nene or not Nene? The Rambam holds that you are nana, just like by Kimcha Desari, and therefore you have to make a brach on the shemen. And Rashi holds you're not nana, and therefore you don't make a brach on the shemen. Kimcha Desari, that the Gemara says you are nana, you do make a bracha. But nana chanami, l'kuli alma, if you're nana, you make a bracha, you're not nana, you don't make a bracha. That's l'chur would come out according to this. So it's a shalom mitzias. Besides for the fact that it's shver to say that the machlekes mitzias, whether or not you're nana, but it's also l'chur very shver to say that that's pshat on Rashi and that's pshat on the Rambam. Why? Rashi says that in being mazbir, the Gemara in Zuki mazik legufei ve'ein zu achila shetu'una bracha. The gabe bracha v'achal tiksiv. Rashi says the reason why you're not mechuyev to make a bracha is because it's not an achila v'achal tiksiv, and this is not considered an achila. Now Rashi lechur is tamua. Rashi says brings down v'achalto. V'achalto is benegeta bracha achreino. Bracha Rishena, we learn out of a Tzvara, also Lahenes. Now, if Rashi meant that by Shemen, the reason why you don't have to be Mevarech is because you're not Nene, then why would Rashi bring down Vachalto, which is talking about Bracha Achorinu Bepas, and lechor has nothing to do with bracha rishena, when you should have just said simply, bracha rishena, we learn out of osel lehenes v'yelam azeb bracha, and here you're not being nene, like it was just there. Lechor, to say that Rashi understood the reason why you don't make a bracha is because you're not nene, Rashi would have said it. Rashi is singing a totally different tune. It's tamua what Rashi talks about. Rachel Tavis Savata is talking about bracha achreino. The Rashi Yosef has a big chiddush b'dasa Rashi because of that. Why did Rashi bring in this whole inyan of achilah? He should have said it straight. But the reason why there's no chiyuv bracha is because you're not being nene. And it only says aser lehenes v'yelam azeb bracha, and over here you're not being nene. Yeah, that was the Havamin in the Gemara, but the Maskanas of the Gemara, the Chor was not that way. But the Rishi Yisrael says Alderach Zeh, but that's the Rashi. All the other Rishinim learn that there is no Kal V'Chemer at the end of the day. The Fashis is that the Gemara says not that way, that there's no Kal V'Chemer, like all the Rishinim points out, Tesis points out. And then Echanami, the Maskanas of the Gemara, the way that the Rajba and the Rambam and the Ritva and most of the Rishinim learn, the Rosh, is that everything is learned out of a Tzvar. There's no Kal V'Chemer. The Rach did mention that there is a Kal V'Chemer. The Fashis is that there is no Kal V'Chemer. It's learned out of a Tzvar. So, but that's Rashi to say that it's talking about that there's no hano. Lachor is very shver. Rashi would have said it. Instead, he starts talking about that it's not a ma'is achila. And but that's the Rambam also. Lachor is very shver. What do you want to say? But that's the Rambam. The mekor for the Rambam is from Kimcha Desari. Kimcha Desari says if you have hano, you have to make a shakol even if it's going to be mazik. So too by shemen, since you have hano, you make a broch even though it's mazik. Now the lashon of the Rambam is lahed yinat that way. The lashon of the Rambam is. Says you're not being nehenem b'tam hashemen. How can you say with us the Rambam that the chiyuv bracha is coming from the hano? The Chori says lehed, you're not being nehenem b'tam hashemen. The shail is though, if you're not being nehenem b'tam hashemen, why do you make any bracha? You shouldn't make any bracha. You're not being nene. L'chora, the whole Indian is also lehenes l'mazeh. You're not being nene. You shouldn't make any bracha. Maybe you should make an anigran. Maybe that's what we're talking about. We're talking about if you're drinking it by itself. We could say that al terfu you should have to make a bracha. The problem is that the Rambam says lehedya that by refu you don't make a bracha. That's what we learn out from umtza. If you're shasa l'umtza to just get rid of, you don't make a bracha. Maybe there's a that we'll see. Excellent. That we'll see in a second. Maybe the Rambam is being medayik dafka b'tam hashemen, but there's a different type of hano. That's what he wanted to say in the back. Maybe it's hano of refuah. The chor is very shrei. The Rambam says lehedi by refuah not. The only question.
Rashi in the parasha last week says that the yonah bought olive.
If an olive is bitter, oil. That's the Shiloh Bismanenu, how finely they process it to meet the passion is that it is bitter. The question is, anything which is bitter you don't make a bracha on. Depends how bitter it is. We'll see. We'll see exactly. What? We'll get up to it, Bezor Hashem, when you talk about the Halacha L'maaseh. So the Chorah to say with Rashi, the Rashi holds that there's no Hano, and that's why you don't make a bracha, is the Chorah Shver and Rashi that says that it's not a Ma'aseh Achila, he doesn't say that there's no Hano. To say b'das the Rambam that the reason why he says that you do make a bracha is because you're nene, l'chor the Rambam says l'hedeh that you're not nene. So, what could be pshat in the machlokes rishonim? And like we asked, b'das the Rambam, m'man of shach. If you're talking not nene, like he says, then why do you make any bracha on it? If you're not making the proper bracha, so then, because you're not nene, you shouldn't make any bracha. Elamai, there's a sibo for you to make the bracha, so then make the regular bracha. Maman of Shach. Where does it come from that you make the shakal? So you could say, pshat l'chero, I'll be what the oilam declares, when you get to the chiyah bracha. What's the chiyah bracha? What hana, when we say, asal hana sa'im la'zeb bracha, what hana are we referring to? Are we referring to hana as piv, the hana that a person tastes in his mouth, in his throat? Or is it the palate? Or is it the hanos meyof, the hano that he, the feeling of satisfaction that he has after he eats? Doesn't have to be that he's totally full, totally satiated, but the feeling of that he feels in his stomach that he's full after he eats, that's the hano that's mechayev bracha. Or do you need both of them? You need also this hano and also that hano? Or is either one enough? and it doesn't make a difference. Master states which one it is. Either one is enough. But zikr ano, like Rashi and Tesis say, and the Chazal before in the Rambam, Rashi and Tesis say lehedi in our sugyo, that it has to be hano of hanos achilo. But hano that a person has al tefua is not considered hano. Even though lechora that would be the pashas, he could have learned the pashas of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means. Kamashmalim kivin this lehano minei bar bruchei means that you have hanos tefua. Rashi and Tesis come lehedi to tell you that's not what it means. Hanos tefua is not a hano that they were mechayev a bracha for. Only anos achilo. Maybe the Rashi and Tesis both say that you have ano in the achilo aside from the anos refuah. The shaila is which ano is the mechayev of the bracha. The truth is that we saw in the Rimiluniyon, he was talking about kimcha desari. He says he mentions both of them. Ishum deisli ano minei b'shas bliyo v'soridli. He says it has both milas, the kimcha desari. The shaila is that kushta de milsa? It happens to have both of them, but in a chamri one is enough. Or itak holds you need both of them. He says by shemen. Ain't by tail as clouds. Mashma we have neither. Mashma one would be enough. The shayla is, do we have a raya one way or another? And the chardis is very negel aloch lamaitzo. Anybody that had a corona and lost the sense of taste, do they make a bracha on the food? Certainly they have the feeling of satiation and satisfaction after they ate it, and they can even feel textures in their mouth. But lachur the hanoa sachilo, they don't have. The hanoa of the tam, they don't have. The hanoa of texture is considered enough, which lachur would be a chiddush. Also, similar case. A mother tells the child, if you don't finish everything on your plate, then you don't get dessert. So the kid closes his nose and closes his ears and he eats his peas. He wants to get his dessert. Child, does he make a bracha on the peas or not? He hates peas. Does he make a bracha on it or not? And for adults, maybe schnapps, for those of the people that want to admit it or don't want to admit it. But if he doesn't like tahano, but somebody gives him a shot of schnapps, he makes a bracha on it, he doesn't make a bracha on it. Doesn't have a nose pea, but he has a nose mea. It could be that he doesn't have it either. But he's lying. So in the sugi that we mentioned beforehand, in the last chaburah of Mita Emet, somebody that's Toyim HaMaychol, the sugi in Daf Yudalid, we saw that there's a machlekes Rishonim. The Gemara says that you're allowed to be Toyim HaMaychol without eating it. Machlekes between the Rach and Rashi, what does it mean? Does it mean that you're even allowed to swallow it? Or no, you're allowed to put it in your mouth, but you have to spit it out. The Rach learns, Tosfos brings down from the Rach, as does the Rosh, that it's talking about that you put the food inside of your mouth, but you spit it out. That's mutter on a tainus, and that's mutter when you're tayim amaycha without eating a bracha. Without eating a bracha. However, it says the Gemara, it's only mutter ad revius. More than revius, it's asr. Frek the Rosh. Why after revius is it asr? If you're only sticking it in your mouth, and you're going to spit it out, so what's the difference if it's less than revius or more than revius? Says the Rosh, no. Even though all you're doing is spitting it out afterwards, nevertheless, when you put in so much into your mouth, then you're ready to get hano, says the Rosh. Hilkoch lechashiva tima hano, vagam teich bracho, umi udafke revius, aval tvei mi revius, chashiva hano linitainis. Linitainis is considered hano if you have more than revius in your mouth, even though you're not swallowing it. Legs to the Rosh, umi unira the bracho leitzarech, kiven shein enene b'seich meyav. Says the Rosh that nevertheless, even though I'm telling you to get that tainis, you're not allowed to put more than revius in your mouth because that's considered ano. But to get to a bracha, even if you put more than revius in your mouth at once, nevertheless, you do not have to make a bracha if you're going to spit it out. Why? Kiven shein enene b'seich meyav. Since you're not nene b'seich meyav. Now here he happens to be talking about te'ima, so maybe if it's just a te'ima and you're not nene. The pashtus is he's saying that the chiv of the bracha is because you have to be nene b'teich me'av. Now maybe in addition to the timas peh, you need a tima b'teich me'av. That's not clear. But l'chol apach is according to the Rosh, if you have a tima of a piv and you spit it out, that's not mechayev a bracha. And in a chanami, you need a hano b'teich me'av. We want to make a bracha on gum. So the truth is that by gum, as we'll see, when you get up to the Alef Lamaisa, the metzius by gum is that the taste gets mixed into your saliva and you swallow that. Listerine strips we'll talk about for Ezra Hashem is Barach. When you get up to the Alef Lamaisa. When you lav dafka, you could be that you're tasting even without the what? Yeah, but the taste is without swallowing at all. The question is exactly what the Metzius is by gum. We'll worry about gum. We'll talk about it. I'm sorry. All the Halacha L'Maaseh Shailas. Be'ezur Hashem, we will get off to all these Shailas most of them will be on the sheet. Bezer Hashem, they'll enjoy. But we'll discuss all these shadows of Mirat Hashem. Allah Alamayt. The shaila is, what's that piece that you talk and don't make a bracha on a nos piv? If also the other ma'ilim is able to bracha, so why don't you make a bracha on a nos piv? Zokter, in the chanam you need a nos me'ayim. Why? Also the nos me'ilim is able to bracha, why don't you make a bracha on a nos piv? And once we're asking the shaila, you could ask the shaila on what we said beforehand, refuah. How come by refuah you don't make a bracha? Why is it so pashat to Rashi and Tesis that a nos refuah you don't make a bracha on? L'chera, also the nos me'ilim is able to bracha. So the truth, excellent, you could ask that on everything. So the truth is that it's not my shayla, the Rishonim all ask it. All the Rishonim ask, what's up is that we don't make a bracha on all of the Hanois. Tesis in Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel says, but in the sugi of Bari Mirei Eish, that we make a Matzah Shabbos, because that's when it was Nivra. Frekt, Tesis, Rishim Rav Yosef, Shal Hikshe Rav Yosef. How come we only are Mevarech on Eish, on Matzah Shabbos, Rishim Mevarech, every time that you're Nene? Dalei Osir Lehenes Me'ilam Azeb Lei Bracha. Says Tesis that no, you're not mechuyev. Why? Because only on they were only misakin a hano a bracha on hanos aguf, but something which is not hanos aguf kishaguf einene aval shar hanoloi. The only time they misakin a bracha is on hanos aguf, shar hano not. Now lachur that answers all the rest of the hanois that we talked about that are not hanos aguf. It's still not going to answer hano of refuah, which is hanos aguf, and it's also not going to answer a hana of Ti'imo, which is also l'chara hana saguf. The same thing by Rechitza and Tzicho. All these, the person takes a hot shower and enjoys it. L'chara, you should have to make a bracha. So the Ramban, it's actually brought down in Brachas and Likutim in Perikhes. He's also Mesiachas to the Shaila. The Ritva also over there in Psachim says a similar thing. And he says as follows, he says, Shloi tiknu bracha b'hanoi she'inu nichnosois l'guf. He says, they were not misakin a bracha, except for hanois that enter the body. You're boiling hot and the wind blows. Ah, kishmak. Your guf is nene, but it's like rechitza v'sicho. That's not a hano hanichneses laguf. The kol shekein ba'or she'ina nagia b'guf klal. Certainly by light or by fire, that it's not nichnes laguf b'klal. Lo yomer ela b'dvarim hanichnesem laguf v'aguf nene mihen kigoyin achila v'shtiyo. It has to be that it goes, enters the body, and the body is nene, like achilu v'shtiyo. V'reyach nami, dover hanichnas laguf, v'soyiru, uka achilu v'shtiyo domi. That's what a lot of people go around in Yom Kippur, giving you the smelling salts. It gives a feeling, it's soyid. And b'meila, it's nichnas laguf, it's really the neshama's nene from it, we know that's why I'm Matzah Shabbos you. But it's something which is nichnas, says the Ramban, it's nichnas laguf, and it's soyid like achilu v'shtiyo, and therefore, you're mevarach on it. Mela lefi that you could say that in a chanami that you could say that in a chanami a hanoah's piv is not considered a hanoah that they're mechayev a bracha on. Hanoah's piv, even though it's a hanoah's aguf, but it's not a hanoah hanichneses laguf. It has to be after dachshon which goes inside, just like rechitza v'sicha or also hanoah's aguf, but it's not hanoah hanichneses laguf. Mela in a chanami, even though gufoi is nene, well loyteknu bracha. Aga, parenthetically, l'chur, it's a little bit shver, according to Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua we mentioned at the end of last Chabura. Pnei Yeshua holds that the Svara, also l'henes ne'ilam ezeb le'brachas, the Svara d'araiso. And chiv brachas d'araiso. If it's a Svara that you're not allowed to be nene, where's the mokin to be mechalik between all the different types of hanos? If it's a dinder abanon, so you can say the whole mechayiv in the first place is only a dinder abanon. Chazal said, only hanok hashuva of a chulu. But if it's a dinder araiso, l'chur, it's much more shver to be mechalik. Yesh li yashiv, but l'chur it's a ha'ara. That could be too. Certainly. We'll get to that 100%. I was about to see. Excellent. That's mazik. Al zeh lo tiknu bracha. However, that's mevur b'das the rush. The rush holds that you're not mevarech Kivin she einu nene b'meyov, b'toich meyov, says the Rosh. However, the Beis Yosef, in Simin Reish, it has to be dafka like achilu v'shtiyo, which is soyed le'elechur. It has to be something dafka which is similar. Not hanos meyov? What, refuah? Yeah, Nechanami. The question is, who told you Ana is Meo? That's what he's asking. Who said that that's the Mechayev? Once the Mechayev is Nechnes, it's Seich Guf. What? Hanoz Guf it is. Certainly it's Ano. It could be Mechalik between whether or not it's you're taking away a Tsar or you're being a. Well, Lechura Hanoz Guf it is. He doesn't have Lechura, that's a Pashas. The truth is, when he gets a Shabbos, we do. Siluk Mafriya as opposed to being Ano Bepoil. There is a Chilik. But. Lechuri understood it dafka similar to Achila Vishtiyo. On the other hand, the Beit Yosef in Siman Reish Yud brings down from the Oyel Moed, the Beterim Revius Mavarech, Afal Pi She'inu Boilei Klum, Hoyel V'Acheich Nene. He says in that case, that the Rush says that you're not Mavarech when you put in a Revius in your mouth. He says, on the Tainus it's us, if you don't make a Brach because there's no I know it's Mayav, says the Beis Yosef, he brings down from the Oyel Moed, he says, not that way, no, the same way that it's usur to do it on a tainus, because it's considered as if you're having a no. Likewise, when you get the bracha, it's considered as if you're having a no, and you have to move on. Ava bishenu boleya klum, hoyl vehacheich nene. Since his palate, since his throat is being nene, mamele has to be mevarech. Says the Beis Yosef, vilinira, the bracha loibeti maschech talyo, ele ba'achila talyo, kidusiv achalto verachto. It says in the pasuk v'chalta v'rach, it's totally an achilo. V'achilo hainu hano et me'ayim, ki divrei harosh. The Beis Yosef is machria, like the Rosh, he brings down the Rosh, that says you need hano et me'ayim. He brings down the Oyel Moed, who says that hano et cheich is enough. And the Beis Yosef is machria, I'll be the pasuk that says v'chalta v'savoto, and what's considered an achilo, dafka hano et me'ayim, me'ila dafka if you have hano et me'ayim, that's when you're mechuyiv a bracha. V'vur, that the Oyel Yosef holds, the Oyel Moed holds, that you don't need to swallow it, even if you don't have any Hanois Me'ayim, nevertheless, Hanois Chaych is enough to be Mechayiv HaBracha. And the truth is that L'chur is Oyel Moed L'shitasai, in Simon Reish Dalet, when you get to somebody that eats something, is forced to eat something, Imansu Lechol Elishtois, if they forced him to eat something or to drink something, Af Agav Deha Chaych Nenen Imenu, Ein Mevar Halav, Hoyel V'nenes Aydeikach. And then it's al kach. It says, even though his chaych is nene, the chor is mashma that the chiv bracha is because the chaych is nene, who is the makar? Beis Yosef b'shem Oyel Moed. Also, Beis Yosef b'shem Oyel Moed, varo, shall exactly who it is. But the Oyel Moed, the shittasi that holds that in a chanami, the chiv bracha is also the chaych nene. And even so, in that case, since he was nenas, it's not considered as if he's having hano, t'chlasu b'pshia v'seif v'bo'inus, t'chlasu b'bo'inus v'seif v'hano, b'rotzain, he says, just like a woman who's nanas, and we don't consider it that it's berotzin, even though at the end of the day she is berotzin, because it started off by inus, so too over here, it's not considered ano. The kumtais, the oil moed holds that in echanami, the chiv bracha is out the hanos achich. Even though lechura he didn't swallow it, nevertheless, Lachura the Earl Meir understood, if he's going with the Gedda the Ramban, this is also considered Hano Nechneset Laguf. It's not like Sicho V'Rechitzo V'Neshiva Saruach that are all external. Something which is going into your body, even if at the end of the day you're not swallowing it, that's also a Hano Nechneset L'Seich HaGuf, and that's considered, and that's something you have to Mevarach on. Lachura, that would be the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rosh and the Earl Meir. Is this considered, is Ti'imas Peh considered Hanoa nechnes l'teich haguf, or not? The shaila is, what was the Beis Yosef asking? Beis Yosef says no. Timas peh, hanoa sacheich is not considered an ano. Why? Because it says v'chalto v'rachto. V'chalto v'sevato v'rachto. The shaila is, v'chalto v'sevato v'rachto is talking about birchas hamazon. V'chalto v'sevato is not talking about bracha rishena. Bracha rishena is totally an hano. And if you're getting hano, then l'chari should be mevarech. What was the Beis Yosef asking on the oil mode? Be'etzem, that was really the question that we asked on Rashi. Why does Rashi say by us, by Shemin, that the reason why you're not Mevarach is because it says V'chalta, V'chalta is going by Bracha Achreino, not by Bracha Rishena. Bracha Rishena is telling you no. The same question we have on Rashi is the same question that we ask on the Beis Yosef. L'chor it's Mevur that they understood that even though we learn out the Chiv Bracha from Asal Enes and Limas Leb Bracha, but the gather of the bracha, we learn out from v'chalta v'savato. Dainu that in a chanami, that you're mechuyiv to make a bracha, it's totally in whether or not you have hano. Does that mean that every single type of hano, you're going to be mevarach on? No. The same way that Chazal said that you're not mevarech on every single type of hano. You're not mevarech on a geshmaka breeze. You're not mevarech on a geshmaka shower. You're only on a hano v'achilo. Even in the achilo, they said not every achilo, not every te'imo are you mevarech on. Givenzach, it depends. It has to have a gather. It has to have a shem achilo. We'll come that it doesn't have a shem achilo, we're merely not going to be mevarech on it. So v'achalta v'savata that the Beis Yosef say is because that's where we learn out the gather of the svara that we say aslan aslan lezeb lebracha. The truth is that Rabbi Kiva Eger on this sugya of shemen, he says a similar thing. He says that ken zani war nene by shemen. He says luli devi rashi. I would have said a different shot. Not that it's not a ma'is achilo. Could be that it is considered a ma'is achilo. He doesn't like his wife from chuma and shom. But he says luli devi rashi would have said that the reason why he's not mevarach is because chazal weren't masakin a bracha on a davar which is mazik. Your nene, it's a ma'is achilo. Oh, you have everything. Chazal weren't masakin a bracha on a davar which is mazik. That's where we're mahal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu from. That's where we be mahal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Like b'tzeya berech niyat Hashem, somebody that steals something, he makes a bracha. The fuck is you shouldn't, if you should, you shouldn't. Pashas, you shouldn't make a bracha. L'chera, says right, you don't make a bracha. It's a davar shel itzi, you don't make a bracha. You're not being mahalak on this bracha on a davar which is also. The truth is, in Mefurash Mishnah, the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a memam rebeis, if a person eats a locust, so a locust says Rabbi Yehuda, kol shu min klala in mevarchan alav. Anything which is be'etzem min klala, the fact that it's so metzias is a curse. Then a person not mevarach. Locusts are a curse. When a person has a, that's a min klal, mamela, you're not mevarach. Now, it happens to be machlokes, what's with the asa lenem selen zeb lebracha? How are you allowed to be nene? From the locusts taste delicious. It's a min klal, because they eat up all the grass. But they eat up all the foliage. But it's not a lechera asa lenem selen zeb lebracha. So the truth is that some people say, on the Mishnayos, they say something very interesting. Kol shumin klala in mevarach and alav doesn't mean that you're not mevarach at all. You're just not mevarach alav. You have to mevarach on something else and have the min klala in mind. That's Tesis Anshi Shem brings down on the side of the Mishnah. Well, the Chorah, the Pashas of the Mishnah is you're not mevarach at all. Why are you not mevarach at all? I aslan 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 lay bracha. No, because Chazal understood that even though they were mesakin brachas on achila, not every achila gets a bracha. And Ramila, if it's a min klala, they weren't mesakin to be mahalak adish bracha on a davar, which is a min klala. We don't go that way. We hold that it's a ma'is achila and a chanami yir mevarach olam. But Rashi holds, if it's not a ma'is achila, if it's not mugdil like a ma'is achila, because it says v'chal v'savato, then in a chanami the svar is not mechayev bracha. The svar of asa lenas v'azeh is in a chanami not going to be mechayev bracha. This is agav, very gishmak, like we said last week. We said that Rashi l'shitasi held that you're allowed to swallow when you're tasting something, you're even allowed to swallow it. If it's up to Ravis, you don't have to make a bracha. So we said, because Rashi holds, you're not coming to be nene. The whole chiva, the svara is, if you're being nene, then you have to be mevarach to misha, to tzarech lahoydes l'misha b'rom. Here I'm not coming to be nene b'chlal. The only time that they're misakin, the whole svara is when you're being nene, when you're doing a ma'is achila. Here it's even more. I'm not coming to be oichel. I'm not coming to eat. Even if I'm tasting it, I'm not coming to do a ma'is achila b'etz. I'm not coming to enjoy the food as an achila. Memela b'chlal, they weren't misakin a bracha. The truth is, it's Kamat Dvarim for Rashim in the Kesem Mishnah Badas the Rambam. Kesem Mishnah Badas the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he's Madaik in the Rambam like Rashi, that when you taste something, you're even allowed to swallow it and you don't have to make a bracha, up to Raviz. If you're just tasting it to see if it's spiced well, then you don't have to make a bracha, even if you swallow it, up to Raviz. Says the Kesem Mishnah, what's Pshat? Meshum Dichsi Vachalto Verachto, Shele Kavonas Achila Mashma. It says v'achalto v'savato v'erachto. Another way to go on the bracha v'achalto v'erachto. The only time that you're mivarech is when it's a v'achalto. She kavanas achila mashma. You have to have kavana to eat it. If you don't have kavana to eat it, then in chanam you don't make a bracha on it. As long as if you're just tasting it. Leg to the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah as follows: Apogav the high krel in your bracha achreino mari. Even though bracha v'achalto is going to get the bracha achreino, mikol mokim yesh list moich limik raze bracha rishino. You could be masmech to also bracha rishena. How can you masmech bracha rishena? Bracha rishena is not also learned as someone zeb lebracha. If you were saying the pshat, it's gishmak in economy. The chiyuv of bracha is learned out of also learned as someone zeb lebracha. The gather of the bracha. When do we say that it's considered a hana that you're mechuyis to mivarech? That's only learned out of achal. It has to have a gather of achina. Come tell you, Rashi is very gishmak. We asked at the beginning, what's pshat in Rashi? Azuki Mazdik Rashi says, "Lagufi ve'inzu achila shetuna bracha." The gabi bracha v'achal tiksiv. So we said, what's Pshat in Rashi? Why does Rashi hold you're not Mavarech? So those wanted to say, the Rishonim say, because you're not Neder Bechlal. Rashi doesn't mention anything b'negeh to Hano. Rashi doesn't mention that it's not considered Hano. Ken Zayin, Lefi Shitas Rashi, that you are being Neder. Nevertheless, the reason why you're not Mavarech is because it's not a Ma'is Achilo. Who's talked about Ma'is Achilo? We know that it's also Lenin Sen Lezeb Lebracha, that's where you learn out the Chiyah from. That's the Chiyah Bracha, the Geder of exactly when, the Gvul of exactly when you're Mavarech, that we learn out of Achaltim Savato. The Mela says Rashi, even in a case, even if you are Nene, Ken Zayin that he does have Etvas Ahano. He has Ahano Es Me'ayim Ken Zayin. He has something which is, nevertheless, he's not Mavarech. And Rashi understood that Shemin is different than Kemach, as we'll see. Rashi says, what's the Gemara's Raya? The Gemara brings a Raya from Truma. Desanya, Hashoysa, what's the Desanya? What do we bring a Raya to? Says Rashi, Desanya, the Lav Barachilahi. That it's not a Barachila. Not that you're not being Nana, that it's not a Barachila. That people don't, since it's Mazik, it's a Hesnashkin Barachila Bachlal. People don't eat it. And Mimela, since people don't eat it, it's not a Barachila, it's not a Dover, which is Royal Achila. Mimela, even if you're Nana, whether it's a Neha Nois Piv, or whether it's a Nois Me'ayim, call common that it's not a Bar Achila, we look at it just as a Hezek, not a Ma'is Achila, then a person is not going to be Mavarach on it. When it comes to Kemach, Kimcha Desari, Kokama Enechanami at the end of the day causes the person pinworms. But it's not that it's not a Bar Achila. It's similar to the cases that we talked about, the guy that's lactose intolerant that has pizza. It's a Ma'is Achila, something that people might not want to do it because it's going to cause a stomach ache, but that doesn't mean that it's not considered a Ma'is Achila, Bechlal. Shemen is a davar which is Bechlal, it's not a Bar Achila. So much so that when it comes to Truma, it's considered Hezek. But shaking over here, it's something that a person, if he's willing to pay the price, he'll do it. As opposed to Shemen, there's no price to pay. You're not gaining anything by them. It's not a Bar Achila. It's like chewing a piece of wood. It's eating sawdust. It's not a, I enjoy it, I love it. That's not considered a Bar Achila. Kimcha Desari is considered a Bar Achila. And Mimela, even though there is, could be that there's, what? Could be. It's not considered. Lachar, it's Yesh Lain. But it's not considered a Bar Achila. Whether it is Mezen or it's not Mezen, it's hard to bring a Raya from the Mishnayos. Whether Nez, Kolazon, it's also Bakula, except for Maiva Melach. Maybe Shem is not considered Bar Achila, that's why it's not mentioned. It's hard to know. But in Chanami, you could say that it is Mezen. But nevertheless, it's not considered a Bar Achila Bechlal. That we see from Truma, that it's not considered a Bar Achila. It could be that it does, and it could be that sawdust also has some sort of, that it fills a person up. But if it's not considered a Bar Achila, the person's not going to be Mechuyev to make a Baruch. That's Bedas Rashi. But that's the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Says that Ken Zayin, the Rambam holds that as long as he has Hano B'Soich Me'ayim, he has, like you're saying, Ken Zayin, that it's Mezen, which maybe he could be Medayik from the Mishnah, right? Everything is Zon except for Mayim HaMelech. He has some sort of Hanois Me'ayim, then Me'mela, that's already makes it that it's considered a Ma'is Achila. That's what the Machlekes is. How do we down on it? Is it considered a Ma'is Achila? That Hano B'Soich Me'ayim, that he feels full after having the shemen, if he has some sort of hano, is that considered a ma'is achilo or not? The Rama holds that is considered a ma'is achilo, and that's why he's medakik. He says, at least l'chol apachs b'negeh to osr lehenas mazeb lebracha, even though b'negeh to truma is not considered a ma'is achilo, b'negeh to osr lehenas mazeb lebracha, that's also considered a ma'is achilo, klapi the din of osr lehenas mazeb lebracha, and that's what he's medakik that afal b'shein ener b'tama shemen. Even though you're not Nana B'tam Hashem, and that means that from the taste, from the Hano's Piv, you have no Tam, you have no Gishmak, there's no taste, there's no Hano. But nevertheless, there's Hano's Me'ayim, and Me'mela, Al Hano's Me'ayim, you're going to be Mevarech. Truth is that Achreinim, many Achreinim Medayik that Dik in the Lashon of the Rambam, is Medayik before him. That ain't Nana B'tam Hashem, you're only not Nana B'tam Hashem, but there is Hano's Me'ayim, and Me'mela, the Rambam holds that Hano's Me'ayim is considered a Hano to be Mechayev Bracho. So why do you mevarach a brayfri eight? If asan nem sel lezay bracha, it's mechayev bracha. So why do you make a eight? So ken zayin, since you don't have a noise piv, you don't have the noise of the tam, so then it doesn't get the bracha, which is the bracha chashuva. Why do we make a eight bchalal? Why don't we make one bracha shahakol on all the foods? Why are there different brachas? So we'll see. The beginning of Reish Beis, Beis Hashem, we'll see this week. The Bir Halacha brings down Priya 8. Afagav di gidulim in aretz. Lirat lepachim bebirchas priya haaretz. Kishar peres aretz. מתוך שהם חשובים ביוצר, וקובו ברוך מיוחדת להסתיר שבוכר של המוקם שבור הפרס חשובים כאלה. You want to be masked to the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is Boroboros Peretz Chashuvim Kmo Eila. So it's a special Brachim Yuchedes for a Geshmaka fruit. But if you're not Nene from the Tam of the fruit, not Nene from the Shemen, so then it doesn't get the Bracha Chashuva. As we'll see, there's Kama Dvarim that loses the Bracha Chashuva either because it's not the Ikar of the tree, it's not considered Chashuv. Mela Kenzai and the Ramam holds, Asa Lenos Ulema Zebler Bracha, Amameila, since you have Enganois Me'ayim, you have to make a Bracha. The reason why it doesn't get an Eitz is because it's not a Dover Chashuv. It's not a davar choshev. You're not nene, but tam Hashem, and it's not a davar choshev. And meilo, you're not mevarich. Not mevarich. I was thinking possibly also, kinzain. Why does it go down? It goes down to shago. Goes down to shago. Under Rambam, it goes down to shago. I was thinking also possibly that according to the Rambam understood the same way that it says by kemach that it lost, it went down as ishtani, velo ishtani leiluye. You changed it. And you didn't make it palatable. You didn't bring it to its highest mila. In other words, you turned it into a flour. And now, flour is supposed to be used to make it into bread. And you didn't make it into the bread. Therefore, it changes its bracha, but it doesn't get the chashva bracha. It goes down from adama to shahakal, like the Gemara says. And it doesn't get its chashva bracha mezainasai, or hamaitzi. So too, shemen. Shemen, even though Rashi says, as soon as you squeeze it, it gets to its highest darga. Maybe the Rama holds, getting to its highest darga means that you ma'arav it with anigrin. Because you can't drink shemen by itself. The meila, it lost its meila of the priya eitz of the zayis, and still didn't get to be ma'ar of it with a nigrain, and the meila, therefore you make a shahakol, and you don't make a ha'eitz. The last thing we'll end with is that this is all benegea to a meichel ha'mazik. Something which is mazik. The meila, there we have the nidrin, that's the machlekes we want to tie in between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds that shemen is no bracha at all, the Rambam holds that shemen has the bracha bracha shakol, b'churi azaraya from Kimcha Desari, that it says that if you're nene you have to mevarech. And then we wanted to say that Rashi holds that even if you're nene, but if it's not a ma'is achila, then you don't have to mevarech. Not just on the tsugei hanois chazawar keveah, even in the achila is chazawar keveah, which type of achila is mechayev a bracha. And the Rambam held no, as long as you have hanois me'ayim, that is considered a hano to be mechayev a bracha. The bracha alimta of reprieitz is not going to get. But the Aslan is Mamma Zebulai Bracho, that the Rambam holds that's still considered a Maisa Achilo, that Shri Mechayev a Bracho. That would be the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. But if you're eating a Achilo, which is not a Mazik Bechlav, you just don't like the way that it tastes. Al Tam Varech, Enit Vakech, I don't like schnapps, and therefore, but many people eat it. I don't like peas, but there's billions of people that do. In such a case, the Chavetz Adavar Pashin, that the person's Mevarech, and he Mevarech the Bracha Ruyo. The lashon of the Rav Yo is im kol kavanot rak lechol afilu im einei nene mevarech. Says the Rav Yo, if your whole kavana is for a ma'is achilo, then even if you're not nene, you're still going to be mevarech or actually yaziklo, as long as it's not mazik, then we have the thing. But if you Rashi, it's very gishmak. That's certainly considered a ma'is achilo. The fact that you don't like the way that it tastes is going to make it that it's not considered a ma'is achilo. Zikr is considered a ma'is achilo, and therefore you have to be mevarech the regular bracha. Even according to the Rambam that said that if you're not nene b'tama shemen, therefore it loses its regular bracha, that's only by shemen, which is something that the Gemara understands is considered a mazik if you're eating it, and you're going to get the truma, but chlal is not considered a ma'is achila. In such a case, you could say no one is nene from the tam shemen, and therefore loses its bracha. But by peas, or by corona, where everybody else in the world is being nene from the food that you're eating, certainly everybody, according to everybody, that's considered a ma'is achila, and the fact that you're not nene from it is not going to change the bracha, and zikr, you're going to make the bracha ruyah.